Hello, beautiful souls. Before we start the show, I want to let you know how you could win a free Reiki session with me. The session can be done in person in Sioux Falls, or it can be a distance session from wherever you're located in the world. All you have to do is leave me a positive 5-star review on iTunes, and then email your name and a screenshot of your review to chelsea@mypurposeful.life. That's chelsea@mypurposeful.life. And that's it. You'll be entered to win. I'll pick a new winner every month, and your name will stay in the drawing until it's chosen. This free Reiki session is for anyone, whether it's your first or your 21st. If you're wondering what exactly is Reiki, head over to my website at mypurposeful.life. I have a blog post over there to answer all of your questions. I can't wait for you to win. And now let's get on with today's episode. You're listening to the My Purposeful Life podcast, where women leaders like you learn how to connect your mind, body, and soul with your life's purpose. If you're ready to get out of the hustle and grind and start living a life you can't wait to wake up to every day, you are in the right place. I'm Chelsea, a business and life guide here to help you find the most fulfillment in your career, relationships, and self-care routine. I'm a StrengthsFinder coach, Reiki practitioner, and board-certified hypnotherapist. I've also owned Chelsea's Boutique for the past 11 and a half years, which is an incredible women's clothing store in downtown Sioux Falls with a culture built around women empowerment. I've learned through many tough lessons, working with my own coaches, and through many, many years of personal development and rewiring my own limiting beliefs that you can be an amazing leader and love your life at the same time. I'm here to show you how. You're listening to episode number 43, 6 questions to ask yourself before hiring a coach. No one can scroll through Instagram these days without coming across some kind of coaching offer. There's coaches for your business, your finances, your marriage, your health, even your pets. Hey, maybe I need that for my little Rooney cat in his teenage years. Anyways, the list goes on, right? If you press play on this episode, it might be because you're a skeptic when it comes to all this coaching chatter. Or maybe you'd like to work with a coach, but you're feeling unsure if the investment will be worth it and who you can actually trust. It can all seem very overwhelming, especially if you're a high achiever who is used to accomplishing a lot on your own, which, if you're listening to this, you probably are. If this is you, welcome to my world. I have been a goal-driven, achieving work machine most of my life. Until recently, I prided myself on how much I could accomplish with very little regard to how I was feeling and taking care of myself in the process. Every time I had a big win in my life or business, there was no time to celebrate. It was just on to the next thing on my list. I was navigating a busy, successful career, but not really enjoying what I did with my time for 60 plus hours each week. I was often irritated with people I work with and love because I felt so much stress and anxiety over my to-dos. Are you nodding your head thinking, Chelsea girl, me too? Even if that doesn't sound like you, if you feel content and aligned with your day-to-day, don't go anywhere, because here is the most real, most honest truth that I know. Everyone, especially people in leadership roles who are successful, need support and guidance. Our lives are more beautiful when we don't do it alone. We're not meant to do it alone. We're meant to work together, lift each other up, and get crystal clear on our unique gifts and talents, and then put them towards a purpose that lights us up. I've tried doing it all on my own. If you've been hanging out with me for a while on this show, you know all the ways I've shared on how I used to try and do it all on my own. But when I finally let in help from my own coaches, energy healer, and support network, that's when I finally started really living. That's when I created a life that I literally jumped out of bed every morning, bright and early, excited about. In case no one has told you, your dreams are worthy. And a life filled with peace and security and beautiful relationships and work you love is possible. Still, it takes a lot to let someone help you on your journey. especially if you've been settling instead of thriving, especially if you're usually the one supporting everyone else and putting your own needs last, and especially if you don't like to give up control. Let me ask you this. Picture someone you love more than anything, your spouse, a child, or a best friend. If this person came to you and said, "I have some pretty big dreams for life and I need some guidance so I can get there. I'm thinking of bringing on a coach to help me navigate everything that's happening." You would totally tell them to go for it, right? So why do we treat ourselves any less? To be our best so we can live our best life and really be there for the people and causes we care about, it takes constant self-development and self-reflection. It takes so much bravery to stop focusing on the outside things like work and family obligations and turn that focus on ourselves and our vision for how we want to spend our time here on Earth. We all have habits and internalized beliefs. Sometimes these hold us back from moving forward or keep us stuck going through the motions of life instead of striving for something else. A coach is different than talking to a friend, family worker, or even coworker. Coaches are unbiased. They aren't afraid to support you, but also be completely real with you. And if you have a good coach, they aren't just going to listen. They're going to give you some real action steps to kick your butt into gear. I don't believe coaching should be broken into categories. You are a whole person, not pieces of a person put into different folders. You can't separate your career from your home life or your finances from your marriage or your health from your daily routine. If one of these things is off, the rest will be off too. It's all intertwined. Your coach will help you connect the dots and put together a complete picture. If you have a tiny stirring in your heart that says, "Something about my life is off and I want to feel whole," or if you think, "I feel content, but I have this goal that I really want to bring to life and I would love someone to walk with me and help me put a plan in place to get there," I want you to know you are so loved. You deserve to have an amazing life where you feel confident and secure and fulfilled. To help you sort out if a coach is really the guiding force you need right now, I came up with 6 questions you can ask yourself today. These questions were designed so you can take an honest inventory of your life as it is. As we go through these, pay attention to the pattern in your answers. You'll likely answer most with A's, B's, or C's. After we go through these questions together here, I highly, highly encourage you to plug your answers into the Intentional Life Quiz on my website at mypurposeful.life. When you put your answers in online, you'll get instant results based on your level of stress and fulfillment right now, plus a personalized action step. I love this because it's like a free mini coaching session between you and me, and it's all free. Again, the Intentional Life Quiz, where you can quickly plug in your answers to the following questions and get your personalized results, is on my homepage at mypurposeful.life. Okay, so here we go. Let's dive in. Question number 1. Which of these best describes your current level of stress? Is it A, "I rarely feel stressed, and when I do, I have an arsenal of tools to help me feel calm and grounded"? B, "I feel stressed from time to time, but only when I'm crazy busy." Or C, "My stress is a heavy, heavy load. I carry it with me all day, and sometimes I can't sleep because it's still there." Question number 2. Which of these best describes your self-care routine? A, "I take care of myself like it's my job, because it is." B, "I try to make self-care a priority, but it's often rushed because I'm just so busy." Or C, "Self-care? What's self-care?" Question number 3. Think of your most important relationships. Which of these best describes how you feel about them right now? Is it A, "I really laugh with and enjoy the people I love often"? B, "I try to enjoy my people, but I wish I had more time and energy to be present with them"? Or C, "I can't remember the last time I was with my family and friends when I wasn't secretly worrying about my to-do list or how tired I was. People tell me often that I kind of seem distracted." You guys still with me here? Okay, good. Let's move on to question number 4. Without overthinking it, how do you feel about your career or work life? Is it A, Monday is my favorite. I love what I do. B, I get a paycheck and I'm grateful, but if I'm honest, sometimes I think I'm meant for something else, but it's just not in the cards right now. Or C, my work has literally taken over my life. I know I need to make some adjustments, but how can I? Question number 5, how is your spiritual life? Is it A, I have a strong spiritual life that guides me? B, I want to spend more time taking care of my spirit, but how do you even start? Or C, I know people meditate and stuff, but I guess I've just never had the time. Does it even really matter? And lastly, question number 6, which of the following best describes your beliefs about balance? Is it A, having a balance between work life and play is totally doable? B, I believe it's possible to have some balance, but actually making that happen is where I fumble. Or C, real balance or having it all is a myth. So how'd you do? Did you resonate more with the answers in A's, B's, or C's? Be gentle with yourself as you reflect on the things you just discovered about your current state. These questions are not meant to make you feel bad or like you're doing a terrible job, not even close. Instead, they're meant to bring you one step closer to loving your life because you are more than just going through the motions. You have gifts and strengths, and the world needs you now more than ever to step into those and thrive as a leader. So celebrate that you took the time to learn about yourself today. Be proud that you put in the effort to do some tough personal reflection. And remember, you can dive even deeper into your personalized results and get a free action step and mini coaching session by heading to mypurposeful.life and taking the online version of this questionnaire. Just click the intentional life quiz on the homepage. And if you're ready to make some big shifts in your life, whether it's your career, spiritual life, self-care, relationships, marriage, health, or all the above, I'm here to help guide you. You can sign up for a consult today, and together we'll create an action plan to help you live an incredible, purpose-filled life. Thank you so much for listening. If you loved this episode, don't forget to leave me a review for your chance to win a free in-person or distance Reiki session. Details on how to enter are in the show notes. And if you know another woman leader in your life who you think would be inspired by today's message, take a moment and share this podcast with her too. I love and appreciate each and every one of you.